Good morning, good morning. My interview will be a lot less animated, I'm sure.
Oh, man. So, Idris, women seem to adore you. After this movie, they might not.
Yeah, this is true.
Do you like to mix it up and play with the audience's expectations of you as an actor?
Yes. I mean, you know, listen, to be honest, it's nice to have an audience, you know what I mean? But I definitely want to challenge and, you know, ask my audience not to fall in love with one character or type of character. You know, when I finished playing Stringer Bell, everyone wanted me to play gangsters. I didn't want to play any more gangsters, you know, so, you know, I try to mix it up. It's a challenge to do that because audiences sort of feel like, whoa, 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 man, I like you as a gangster. I like you as this, you know, stick with it. And that's a challenge. But I think it's just more of a varied career if I can do different things and just keep my audience guessing as to what's going to come next, you know. I remember, you know, when I was a kid, I was really influenced by Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman and these method actors that would sort of step into the arena and just blow you away, you know. And I think that ideology for me is something that I kind of keep close.
You mentioned that you studied a lot of criminals, or you studied criminals to get into this role. What did you learn? How did you study them? Did you sleep in the...
Well, you know, my character has sort of mental issues, if you like, and that's something that he kind of masks as well as he can. And I think I just looked at the characteristics of someone that has a sort of mental issue and has a very bad temper and has problems with dealing with things. And I honestly think that, you know, on his journey into this story, I don't think he meant to go that far. I just think he just lost the handle of it at a certain point. And I just looked at, you know, there were a lot of stories of men that that happens to, you know, come out of prison one way or another. They end up back in prison because they just haven't had to figure out how to sort of contain themselves. And I looked at that. I looked at the characteristics of that for this character.
Are there any big, like, infamous criminals that you've...
No, not specifically, because again, I didn't want to mimic, and the character isn't specifically one psychosis or another, so I didn't. But I just looked at it generally. You know, of course, Ted Bundy and these type of people were sort of mentioned in reference material, but it wasn't something that I sort of specifically looked at.
Called revenge.
Hmm? Revenge, that's what it is, ultimately. You got my girl, man. Yeah, that's what it went down.
Yeah, you.
I guess, you know, you just have to sort of be vigilant about your own vision. You know, my vision is to be an actor that, you know, went from Mandela to playing a psychotic man, and that's something that I think is interesting. You know, I don't want to just play Mandela and then play another sort of stately figure. Let's mix it up. So I try and my team, we sort of look at the roles and say, have we done that before? If not, you know, can we be believable if we try and take this on? And just, yeah, trying to stick to a plan.
Whose accent did you study most when you were trying to get... Because, I mean, as far as your American accents go, we were just saying that previously they're...
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You know, the truth is, there was no study of any accent particularly because, again, I didn't want to be specific, you know. You know, at one stage, I wanted to take him down south and be sort of southern, and then I was like, "That's not going to work." I don't know why it didn't work. It just didn't feel sort of organic. So we just try to keep it as flat as it can be, sort of a standard American, if you like. And I think that's safest. You know.
Did you enjoy playing Colin?
Did I enjoy him? Yes, I did. I mean, just because it's very different from Luther or any other characters that I play, very different from Heimdall, you know, but it was tough, you know. It's a lot of anger a lot of the time. You know, we did a lot of night shoots, and it wasn't like, you know, it's fun working with Taraji, you can see, you know, but, you know, the character was, yeah, he's a mean guy, and he went for it, you know, and there were some bits I was really uncomfortable with, if I'm honest, but I just kind of dove into it.
Especially that scene with Kate Castillo. That
yeah. Yeah, it's tough and sort of very brutal, very lots of violence, you know, and yeah, not enjoyable, you know. And especially when you feel like you know, you want to do it really well. It's kind of like, sorry, I just want to kill you really well and make it really believable. The irony is that I was going from that movie to go to South Africa for 8 months to go do Mandela. So I was reading Long Walk to Freedom while I was playing Colin. So that would be my sort of exit plan, you know, sort of read about someone that actually made a difference in the world. And, you know, wow. And his story, you know, is deep. That book is a very dense book. So I kind of used that as sort of my catalyst, yeah.
What kind of physical training did you do for the film? Because I noticed there's a lot of fighting. Mm. And you're like, more.
I didn't do anything, to be honest. Not to sound, I just, outside of a regular sort of, you know, 5 push-ups in the morning, I don't know.
We know what you did as producer, getting you on the film, but you're also a producer on the film also.
I guess what happened is, I've worked with the Screen Gems team and Will Pack a lot, and, you know, making this movie, I just wanted to step into a sort of slightly more producerial role and bring the elements together, you know. So I was influential in bringing our director on board and, you know, photography team, and that was something that was not a new experience for me, because Luther, I'm also a producer on that, but for a movie, this is the first time I did something big like this. Mm. But I'll be honest, I'm on the edge, you know, the real producers are working daily on it, and I was sort of on the edge of it.
Is something you wanted more in the future?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. That's part of, you know, that team, that strategy, is to be a producer and sort of be a director of my own career, if you like, and that's the way to do it, I think.
Are we going to see you in next?
It's a good question, actually. I just shot a film in Ghana with Cary Fukunaga, who won an Emmy last night for True Detective. This is a film called Beast of No Nation. And it's a film about child soldiers. And I play sort of dictator kind of character, bad character as well, very bad guy. But that was fascinating. I was in Ghana for 7 weeks, so that comes out next year. And I did a small independent film called Second Coming. A young director from England called Debbie Tucker Green has written this very odd story about a woman that experiences Immaculate Conception.
Okay. Yeah.
And we just got into Toronto Film Festival. I co-produced that film as well. And we're also in the London Film Festival. Yeah.
I can't help but talking about being geeks. How was it working with Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, Guillermo is a legend, man. Just a massive legend. I remember the first time I met him, he told me to come out to his house. Went to his house and it was big. Car, I mean, like one of these big monster cars that you see in the films, like big wings, dark windows. I was like, oh wow. Rolled into the house. He came out of the car. He said, hey, Idris, I'm going to be back. Just go in the house. You sit down. Just relax. Okay. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Okay. I just got to go around the corner. And he zoomed off in this car. So I walked into this house, man. And this house is a shrine to every sort of monster film you've ever seen. I mean, huge monsters and toys everywhere. And I kind of just snaked around this corner and sat into this room. I'm sitting in this chair on my own, and there was all these toys just looking at me. And some would, like, sporadically move, you know. Like, it was fucking terrifying. And that's his office. But it was great working with him. I learned a lot, you know, in terms of, you know, I'd like to direct at some point. And just watching him direct was just incredible.
Imitating accents, or because you just sounded exactly like Guillermo del Toro.
No, I didn't.
Were you doing that on purpose? That was pretty good. Was that on purpose, or...?
Yeah, I was like, what? I'm a mimic.
Yeah. Was that something you
yeah,
been doing
as
like,
a kid?
On the side?
Yeah,
okay. Because that was pretty good.
No, thank you, man. I was always the kid that would always, you know, tell the stories in front of my family and do all the uncles and aunties' accents and do their dances and all of that. That was my job.
So the signs were there from an early age.
Yeah, only child, you know, big imagination, you know, bored.
What, not enough cousins?
I did have loads of cousins, yeah. Right.
So what does your family say about your success now?
It's interesting. My mom is sort of, she reads a lot on the internet, man. She's always coming, hey, did you get married last week? No, I didn't. Why are you calling me with this? But she, you know, she loves it. She's always worried about how much I work, you know, and it's taxing, you know, when you get to a certain level of success. It's just an ongoing thing. It's great, but it really is taxing. And she worries about that. You never get a role that's written like, he's a sexy guy, and then I get that job. I don't get those jobs, you know. I bring the sex to the role. You know what I mean? No, I'm joking.
Do you see, like, because you're very versatile with the roles you pick, and, like, the fans, is like, are you, like, you'll come in, you'll get, like, the geek fans, and then you'll get, like, people who like drama films, and, you know, there's a whole crowd that won't watch, you know, maybe older people that won't even watch Marvel, you know, comic book movies.
Definitely.
Did you get, are you like, whoa, wow? Like,
yeah, there's definitely a compartment of fans and what yeah. some people, you know, you get people going, I loved you, Mandela member. Why are you doing Heimdall? I don't get that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to say to them. I just feel like, so you do have that. I do have that a little bit. But, you know, again, I like that. I like that feeling.
That's very good. Mm.
What are you working on in London at the moment, and whereabouts in London do you come from?
Yeah, I'm from East London, born and raised in East London. I'm literally a Cockney, which is someone that's born within the 3 mile radius. You?
I'm not, no, but I know what a Cockney
is. You know what a Cockney is, right? So I'm born in East London, and I'm shooting a film called 100 Streets right now, which is kind of like Crash. It's kind of four intermingling stories that take place in 1 square mile or 100 streets of South London, which is where I'm shooting right now. Yeah. Battersea.
So what was the 3 mile thing? Because I don't know that.
Yeah, so if you're born, the Bow Bells is an area in East London called Bow, and in the middle of Bow there's your bells, and if you're born within the 3 mile radius of when it rings, then you're considered a Cockney. And the Cockney are, you know, the guys that speak like this, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. Cockney rhyming slang, da, da, da. And I was born in Forest Gate, which is within that 3 mile radius, so I'm a Cockney. Your education there.
Cockney when you go home, do you talk Cockney?
Yeah, interesting.
Family?
Yeah, you know, like when I'm in America, my accent gets affected because I lived here for 15 years, and then when I go back, I sound a lot more English. And my best mates from school, 13 years old, he came to the Emmys with me last night, and it was just funny to talk to him. He's like, fucking hell, we're just, there's all these famous people in here, amazing. You know? It's like, yeah, Boogie, I can't even speak to you, man. You know? It's weird.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Cheers.
Can I get
thank
a selfie
so much.
For Facebook, please?
Yeah, do it.